Blog Talk Radio.
Live on air.
This is a product of Damon Network. This is the Huddle Sports Nation, and I am your sports director, D. Gibb, a.k.a. D. Gibb. Bottom line. How you guys doing out there? And I got my terrific co-host on the line tonight, Uptown Dukes. Uptown Dukes, you on?
Uptown Dukes is here. What's up, Nation? How y'all doing,
hey,
man? I'm here to bring. What's going on, D-Gab?
Oh man, a lot of you and a little bit of me tonight, brother. This is a monumental situation we got going on here tonight.
Hey, ain't no question. Ain't no question. We from here to the top.
And that's just how it's going down.
Absolutely, absolutely. What are we touching on tonight?
We're going to touch on a few things tonight, man. You know, I wanted to start out, you know, first of all, you know, all you guys out there listening to me, I know y'all been missing me. You know, the call-in number is 516-453-9133. All you got to do is push that pound one and yen. Again, 516-453-9133. Oh man, I want to touch on. I want to start with. Did you see Bud?
Yes,
did you
absolutely.
See Bud Crawford.
Absolutely.
All
right. Best pound in the world.
Okay. Now, with that being said, I think Danny got a chance.
You think Danny got a chance?
I think he got a chance because I don't know the severity of Earl's injury,
right,
when he had that car crash.
Absolutely.
He's been down. We don't know if he could, we all know this guy, he just fought same guy that Bud knocked out. I kind of, like, don't want to mention this guy's name because, like, He has zero reason for being in there with these people.
No, but, mention his name. Tell him he's ring trash. We're gonna start calling them what they are. Ring trash.
All right. Ring trash Cal Brook. He has zero reason being in with these type of caliber of fighters. For some odd reason, I guess he's a pretty boy and got a look that they keep sanctioning the debacles. So
he won before, you know, former world titleist. He's ring trash, the type of dude when you want to come up, you know, you put a name in front of him, you beat him up, they can say, oh, you beat Cal Brook, the former champion from 100 years ago. You know, that type guy.
Right, very good. So now you're very good. So that's where I'm at with the whole Cal Brook situation.
Right.
I don't, like I said, I just think the reason why I think Danny got a chance is because the only chance he got a puncher's chance.
Absolutely.
Ain't
gonna
act like Danny ain't one of the hardest. But the problem is, and I've been telling you this, the Yo Adrian Rocky Balboa feat. I can't take it no more. He's in a too much of a stout division to have that much poor, horrible footwork.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
But styles make fights. Spence wants to box, but Spence come forward. And that coming forward, you can get kept caught with something. And Danny Left Hook is vicious.
The reason why I give it to Spence in a close fight is because, and you're right, Danny does have a puncher's chance, and no doubt one of the best punchers in boxing pound for pound. But I give a slight edge to Spence because once Spence feel Garcia power, if it don't put him down, it's going to make him box even more. I think Spence is more of the intelligent fighter. Danny coming one way. You know how he coming. Danny coming one way. If you can keep him that one way, he gets beat by better fighter. Danny coming one way. And the one way's been good for the most part. But I think Errol is just a little bit more of an intelligent fighter, and he'll win in the decision.
Yeah, well, I guess that's going to be an awesome fight. I just think that, like I said, I touch bases on it because I'm just looking at the – I'm looking at how that division is just so talented.
Most talented division in boxing.
And with Bud being who he is, it's just it's levels to this.
Yes.
Like, if they put Broner in there with Bud, it'd be a disgrace.
Yeah, no, bro, we don't want to see Broner put on any more boxing gloves. It's over. Bud has to fight. At this point with Bud at in his career, it got to be legendary fights after this. It got to be a Garcia, Errol Spence, you know, on that. It got to be that caliber dude. It can't be, it's no more Cal Brooks, Gamboas. They can't be on your card anymore. You're here now. You've arrived. You need to fight. You need legendary fights. No Pacquiao. They come back. They talking about ring trash again. Some more respectable ring trash. They talking about his next fight. If they can't put Errol together, they can't get the money because, you know, Bob Arum and, you know, PBC, they back and forth. Yeah, they back and forth. So they talking about Pacquiao. Do you really want to see Bud fight Pacquiao with this Pacquiao now?
I don't want to see that. I have zero interest in that.
If you beat Pacquiao, no shit. That's what you're supposed to do. And if you don't lose the Pacquiao, something weird happens, it taints your career forever.
It's a lose-lose for him fighting Pacquiao.
Pretty much. That's where it's at with it. He need legendary fights against respected winners, not dudes who used to be good 10 years ago.
Well, here's my thing. It's like, you know, it's sad when the black person got the ball. Now they want to, you know, this guy Aaron, who I can't stand with an ounce of anything, he got so much to say about Al Haymon. And one of the most egregious comments was, oh, Al Haymon pays his fighters too much money. What? So you rather the jerk.
Yeah.
The boxing, he pays his fighters too much money. He just basically told you, I'm raping you.
He's into no Vaseline. Bob Arum always has been.
Wonder why Devontae, wonder why Javante Davis is headlining on pay-per-view, and Bud, you're still on ESPN. Knock it off. Don't add up.
Knock it off. No pay-per-view money for you. Because you're not a draw. You the name. Boxing fans know who you are. But outside of boxing, you're not box office.
You're not box office.
You're not box. You're a boxer, not box office. And it's
different. Way different.
There's a difference. Javante's a boxer and he's box office.
And that's the biggest thing about us. I'm just loving the fact that Al Heyman got the ball. And Floyd got the ball. I'm loving it.
Yeah.
But they don't
yeah.
have to fight. They don't have to fight Bob Arum fighters. They don't have to.
No.
Y'all want to
they got
the game? Y'all
want to... Yeah. They got enough. They didn't establish enough of a camp within their own ranks where they can just go at each other and still see the money and put on good fights.
And put on good fights. So... Kudos to Bob. Kudos to Al Heyman. Kudos to
Shout out to all them brothers getting their foot in that game that they couldn't besides that we couldn't besides Don King all them years. So shout out to them brothers.
And the fact that it's not raping you records over here. It's you get money is because your pay is just basically if your work is raggedy, your pay shall be shabby.
I don't think we're going to see an Al Heyman documentary 20 years later talking about how he took me for $100 million when his fighters. I just don't see it. I don't see a Mike Tyson in his camp like, yeah, Don took me for everything I had. I just don't see it. I just don't see Al. I don't see that with Al.
Well, you know, Tom is not going to never let that.
Yeah, it's not going to be an HBO movie about this, you know. It's not going to be an HBO, you know, movie about Al Heyman just taking people off. I just don't see it.
Which he done and what he keep doing. But that's just stupidity for signing the contract with this maniac.
Exactly.
So
that's
now,
called business.
Because,
it's a business,
because
man.
Now, because Golden Boy now, they're about to be extinct.
They are extinct. Besides, they still got Canelo, right? Or is he owned by Dawson? Do they still own Canelo?
Okay, so here's how it works with Canelo. Canelo, yes, he's still a Golden Boy fighter, but he fights on DAZN. And he's the only draw on DAZN. Everybody else tried that DAZN crap, and their fights are Triple G. Them two. But other than that, nobody wants to watch DAZN to see Tevin Farmer fighting Bangladesh.
Wow. That's the type action DAZN got on? Besides Canelo and Triple G, I can't find it.
Well, so they started out like this, which was smart. They started out with a promotional deal, which was you get for $9.99, you get a year.
Okay.
You get all the fights that come on the zone, but they switched it up. They went up to like $40 or something. It's still more lucrative. It's still like a better deal than watching an $89 fight on pay per view. If you're looking at a bargain, so you get $40 and you get the zone, and they got a bunch of stuff on it. They don't just because they cross with the UFC stuff too.
Okay, it's volume, but it's a quality.
There you go. It's volume. I didn't say quality.
Is it quality? Because I can't never find it, but now I'll check into it now. But y'all don't who are your fighters? Like, who's fighting on there besides Canelo, who fight once a year against dudes I no longer know, and Triple G, who been fighting no names besides Canelo?
Right. So that's the drawback. I don't want to see Tevin Farmer fighting Bangladesh. I don't want to see Devin Haney fighting in Nebraska.
Fighting at the Front Street Gym. I'm cool.
I don't want to see that. I just got my not the MGM Grand. I don't want to see it. So
yeah, no.
I that's just where we at with it. With that,
you box office, man.
I want to touch you on some of the moves and draft picks.
Okay. You want to go home team first, wherever you want to go with.
Let's start with. I do want to start with. What do you think about LaMelo Ball?
I haven't watched him. Like, he was playing against. He didn't go to college. He scored 70 in high school and 90 points and all that against dudes who are way more talented than. I've heard the Ball story before. You're the best thing to ever come. Then you hit the NBA and you become regular. I've seen this movie before. So until I see something different in the movie, I'm skeptical.
Y'all no argument with me from that.
We've been sold the Ball story before. And I watched it and I'm like, yeah, he okay, but I've been sold the Ball story before.
Do you think Jordan reached that number 3 for him? Or do you think that's where he should have landed
draft? He was in the top 3 anyway. So, no, I mean, you know, he just happened to fall to him. It was one of them drafts. It wasn't no clear-cut number 1 player, but it was 3 or 4 players, including him, that stood out above him. So, he was going 3. He was going top 3 anyway. 5 at the latest. So, no, not a reach. Charlotte just got bad. It just ain't them. It's just not meant to be. They can't get a star down there.
They can't get a star down there or keep a star.
Speaking of them, they just overpaid Gordon Hayward today for 4 years.
Wow.
And 120 million.
Wow. See, this is the type of buffoonery that goes on with these GMs. Like, I could GM better from my couch than that. Gordon Hayward for that, that's just.
He just got $120 million for 4 years. Becoming probably
Gordon
not
Hayward. Gordon Hayward ain't did nothing since Utah.
He's a third option on a good team. A team that got championship aspirations. He's probably third.
So, what do you think about James Harden?
But they play a monopoly
over
in the NBA. It ain't about nothing. They play a monopoly.
Right. That's true. That's true.
Tobias Harris got the third most guaranteed money coming up next year on his contract. So that's all you need to know. Monopoly money.
Wow. That says a lot.
That's all you need to know.
So what do you think about the Sixers move?
You got out from under the Al Horford contract. Daryl Morey is right now the executive of the year.
Well,
You got out of $80 million that he shouldn't have got. Al Horford shouldn't have had no way. So with that being said, he already the executive of the year.
Everything else is up.
He playing with house money.
Right. To get out of that contract, and everything else is up.
So you can everything go nowhere from. Yeah, you got cap. Now you got room to do things.
Yeah, I'm liking this guy we got here. That's willing to deal. This guy's got these people out there in 1 week.
One week on the job. You got them 2 shooters and got rid of Al Horford. I can live with that for your first week on the job. Elton Brand had 2 years and gave out about $300 million in contracts to glorified role players.
So is Elton Brand still around?
Yeah, he got some title, but I don't think he's pulling the trigger. I think he's a good old boy and the owners like him, so they keep him around.
Pulling
the trigger. Yeah.
So he's the face, and this guy's pulling
whoever. And more, that's why they went and signed Morey, because he's going to pull the trigger. Elton, you can stay. We like you.
Sounds about right.
You're a good guy. You don't rub anybody the wrong way. You say all the right things. You're corporate. You do. You know.
Do you think James Harden going to the Brooklyn helps out anybody?
No, because Kim and Kyrie might wind up fighting on the court. I mean, I guess Houston's rebuilding at this point. They like, you know, we're not going to win. We got it. We starting over. New coach. I think he's in start. They in start over mode. But as far as the Nets go, them dudes gonna be fighting in the locker room at least harder than Kyrie. They can't play together.
I don't think they can play together at all.
That only way that would work is on NBA 2K. You'll be the man at 2K. You'll be the man. Ain't nobody gonna beat you. But in the NBA, not gonna work when Kyrie and James Harden both want to dribble the air out the ball. And remember, we got Durant.
And Durant demands the ball.
Durant's supposed to demand the ball. So that's only going to work on 2K.
It only works on 2K. I never thought it would work. I just thought that I don't even know why people are, like I said, Harden needs to be on the team with a bunch of bumps. And then and play hero ball.
And that's what he that's his ticket to the Hall, and he already on it. So that's where he at with his. I'm just submitting my whether I win a chip or not, I'm gonna have enough points where they ain't gonna be able to ignore me. That's where he at with it.
Yeah, and he's been on that type style. I mean, great player. Selfish great player, but great player.
Yeah, some dudes are chicks. For some dudes, the motivation is something else. You can kind of tell as a kid getting to their career what the motivation is.
And that's the bottom line.
Motivation is getting to the Hall with my numbers.
That's just how it would be. Like I said, there's a lot of stuff that I'm looking at. Looking around the NBA, like the landscape. It's not wide open as a scene unless, like I said, we don't know what Golden State got in play. Golden State got something up their sleeve. I just don't know what it is yet.
They're going to make a move. They got to.
Is it for the Greek freak?
Possibly, but you know, there's rumors he might sign a Supermax because they can give him the most money. Milwaukee can give him the most money. So it would have to be a sign and trade. I don't really see him staying in Milwaukee because you're never going to get nobody really to play with you there. I don't care how good you are. It's Milwaukee.
It's Milwaukee.
Period.
So I think that I kind of like that idea because the Balco boy, LeBron James, I'm tired of that.
You can get this Balco boy stuff, man. Leave that man alone. We know you are a Jordan lover. He ain't better than Mike. I don't care what nobody say. All right, we got it.
I mean, we know that. But I'm just tired of this Balco act. Like, you know, this guy never gets hurt.
Hair's growing the other year. You know, stop with your Balco stuff, man. You know, these people take stuff and run with it. Stop with your Balco stuff.
So, Balco boy, you know, and Mr. I'm going to run to go, you know, championship chaser.
He made it a thing, man. Because they grind you up nowadays if you ain't got it. They grind you up.
But look, I understand they grind you up if you ain't got it, but come on, man. This dude, man, it just gets retarded.
Well, the media make it like, oh, okay, once you get to a certain, like, it's a rite of passage, and I'm realizing the game is different. You can't compare them to the dudes from the 90s. That was another era played with another game played. Like, we do it, but we really not supposed to. This is a whole other era. I'm talking about breed of player, how they coming out, everything, social media, the whole thing.
It's true.
But what we do naturally, and I do it too, is we compare them to, you know, the Mikes and all of them, you know, the dudes that came before them, and them dudes really playing a totally different game in a totally different era with totally different distractions, the whole thing, man. The whole thing. They can really only be compared to dudes in their era.
Right. Yeah, so, listen, I got what you're saying. But I'm still, you know, I don't know, man. I'm setting my ways.
I know you to get off my lawn. You to get off my lawn, old head, when it comes to the sports. I already know. You to get off my lawn. So, the NBA started and tore the NFL up. You can't hit nobody. I know what type of time you be on. All right now.
I've backed it a lot better, but I still.
Yeah, no, you have. You've gotten better over the years, no question. You've gotten better over the years. You've come along. Yes, you have. Yes, you
I
have.
I can't stand Balco. Balco boy irks me.
Leave LeBron James.
You know why he irks me? Because he says stuff out of his mouth that's irking. Like, I'm the greatest player. Mike never said he was the greatest. This guy's kicked lamenting him as the greatest player I ever played a game, and he ought to knock it off. And I heard that man on several occasions say I'm the greatest player on the planet.
Well, right now, but not over, not forever. Like right now, or you know,
the way he's saying it, the way he says it with some "I am the greatest player ever played" cynicism. It's not like,
yeah, that's you.
I'm saying,
you
my generation now. He's saying it like I'm better than Mike, and y'all, in my mind, I'm better than Mike.
Well, in his mind, his mind's free, but that's good for his confidence. But he's on Mount Rushmore, but he ain't better than Mike.
So, Bron's on Mount Rushmore, no doubt. But, you know, the jumping around game that he plays with top high-level players is disgusting. And
that's
it's been
what,
disgusting.
That's what, and that's what the old heads hate. And I got it. I grew up in the era, too. I know. But I had to remove myself because I realized these young niggas different. They just different. They just different. And I accepted the fact that they different.
I
they
do
different.
Accept it, but I don't like it.
I accept it. And they got and I respect that. I respect that. They different. They got different pressures. The whole thing just different. And I respect it. Because damn old heads like you going to grind them up if they don't get no chips. So they be like, man, whoever, if I got to go play with the Dream Team, I'm going to get a chip because you ain't going to grind me up.
Yeah, well, listen, you know, like I said, I try to be objective when it comes to that guy, but he does something every little spurt, he does something goofy that irks me.
You a Mike lover, man. You a Mike lover, man. I've known you for 30 years. You a Mike lover. Y'all don't like you. Period. It's a grudging respect with Mike lovers. I know Mike the greatest. You a Mike lover. It's a difference.
There's a big difference.
It's a difference. To true Mike fans, forget the Bulls, forget all that. I'm talking about Michael Jordan fans. They different. Y'all different. Y'all don't like that guy, period.
I don't like that guy. 516-456.
Y'all begrudgingly respect dude because y'all know he got game. Y'all not blind. Y'all know he can play. But with all the outside stuff with the media, steady comparing and little stuff he do, it makes y'all go crazy. Y'all makes y'all hate this guy.
Well, it does. This guy, man, got a lot of smug ways, man. He's arrogant. And he's irky.
And this is a Mike lover saying another player was arrogant. Who was more arrogant than Mike? This is what I'm saying. Y'all just hate this guy. It don't make a difference. Y'all hate him.
Yeah, listen.
Kobe won just as many rings, probably was his closest thing trying to be like Mike more than any other player, and it wasn't this kind of hate for Kobe. It was a respect from Mike lovers for Kobe. But this young boy from Akron, y'all got a undercover hate for that young man.
I do. It's severe, too.
Well, you're not
alone, though.
You know what it is, though?
It's the running around like chasing chips.
Yeah.
I mean, it's stuff like this, the announcement. But again,
that's what the media has created. That's the media which we're trying to be a part of. That's their fault. Ain't no question with that. They've created a monster that Mike never had to deal with. Could you imagine Mike playing in this era with the social media? We think LeBron ridiculous. Could you imagine? Just think for a second, Mike playing now with social media and all going on. Could you imagine? He was social media, the internet before the internet. Could you imagine him playing now? They was rock stars then. We talking 92, 93, 94.
And it was the only show in town.
That's what I'm saying. They was rock stars. Could you imagine them now with all the social media, man? The Bulls? The 96 Bulls, 95 Bulls in the social media era? Come on, man. Come on, man.
Yeah, it's like that's why it's hard to compare the eras. But, like, again, I still, and like I said,
y'all ain't trying to hear none of that. Mike Lovers ain't trying to hear none of that. I'm being objective. I know. Mike Lovers ain't trying to hear none of that. Y'all hate the boy. I got you.
Yeah, I mean, I don't, like I said, but I still, like I said, I don't, like I said, I try to keep it be objective. Like, but when you see, like I said, I try to be objective. I'm not going to be I'm saying that it's things like me watching clips of Jim Brown running over Eddie Haskell at middle linebacker. And Ward Cleaver at left defensive end. I can't get with that. Jim was pretty dominant in the era of the Ray Lewis's and Ed Reed's back there. I just and Jeremiah Travis. I can't do it. Knock it off.
You can't relate. I can live with that. Dominant, no. Well, you've been a decent back, I think so. But dominant, no. I agree with you on that. Dominant, no. I have arguments about old heads with Wilt on the basketball tip with that. Like, Wilt was just taller than us.
Wilt is another one that ran around out there dunking on,
the 5'11 players. Besides Bill Russell, the only nigga his size that he couldn't get, he couldn't beat was Bill Russell. Everybody else, he did
exactly
what he wanted.
Exactly.
It was too
He was dominant. He was dominant.
Hold on, y'all. I'm not gonna let y'all come on.
Yeah, I knew you was coming.
I tried. Welcome Deuce to the Only Family. I'm not gonna let you guys do that, especially the person who, you know, all the talk about Will Chandler, the only center in NBA history to lead the league in assists. Because you know, everybody said, all you can do is rebound and score. Okay, Will Chandler would destroy. He would sun every single center, no matter if it's the 50s, the 60s, the 70s, the 80s, the 90s, the 2000s, 2010s, and right now. Both y'all disrespectful, and both y'all know better than that. Y'all both need to be spanked. Y'all need to be spanked by Twitch, by Twitches. Tell your grandma to get the Switch outside of the, and spank your ass. Stop playing, bro. You done broke shoulder blades, man. I'm out, man. Y'all know what I'm talking. Y'all disrespectful, and y'all need to be shaming yourself.
He would have definitely dominated Shaquille O'Neal in his prime. You better believe it. All Shaquille had was, listen,
we had people like Theo Rattler that dominated Shaquille O'Neal every time he played.
Wow.
And we all know Shaquille, we all know that Theo Rattler couldn't hold Wilt's jockstrap. What are you talking about, dog? Don't come up to man, you know what I mean, from Paxton Street. I'm not going to allow you to disrespect, and especially you being both of y'all being from Philadelphia, you need to wash your mouth out with Oxidol.
What are we talking about today, bro?
I agree with Jim Brown. I get that. I agree with that because Jim Brown, to me, we got to look at the sports science, too. Okay? If Jim Brown was in the sports science, like, you know, he would have been greater than A.J. Peterson. If it was the same sports science. Huh? Look at Gale Sayers. We all know Gale was the greatest running back ever lived. Could you imagine Gale Sayers with his speed at 4.12 coming out of Kansas in this league?
I have no
argument with Gale Sayers. I have no argument with that. He'll be better than Alvin Kamara. He'll be crazy. I have no doubt.
The jock strap, okay, cannot be washed by Alvin Kamara. You know what I'm saying? That's like smelling a fat man's draws. Come on, stop, guys. Let me finish. Now, Dale Sayers would have had Saquon Barkley speed with cutting ability. with cutting ability. It's all waving bye-bye. Running a 4-2-1, guys, the Kansas Comet. I mean, I know you guys agree. But back to Will Chamberlain. Oh, I'm sorry, Deuce. I need to cut you off, man, because, you know, I get passionate when this bum over here, this hater, this coach that we have, this sports director, this bum, goes over here and talk about Will Chamberlain. Oh, I understand, Deuce. I want to introduce you to the hater of all sports shows, Derek Gibson.
I've known this brother for 25 years. He's the black Skip Bayless. I know what type time he on. I know what type time he on. It takes him to be sometimes he objective, but sometimes he go crazy. I know him. I know what type time he be on. But the Will Chamberlain joint, nice. I ain't taking nothing away from Will, but dominant against some of the centers that came after him, dominant?
Yes. Will Chamberlain was too strong. He had agility. He had IQ. Now see, there was like players like that, and players like you know, of course, Allen Iverson, who had basketball IQ. The Jabbars, you know what I'm saying? The Johnsons, the Isaiah Thomases. You know, we're just talking about ball players, right? Will Chamberlain not only knew how to be in position. Listen, he always dominated Russell. But the Sixers couldn't dominate the Celtics as a team. Y'all know y'all basketball?
Russell had better teams. No question. Russell had better teams. But
Bill always dominated Bill.
Bill was holding his own enough for Wilt not to be able to win the game, beat him in the series by itself.
Correct. But you're talking about the match on centers, right? Match on, Wilt still scored an average of 35 points against Bill Russell and still had 12 or 16 rebounds against Bill Russell. However, the Sixers had Alex Hanna. He was a bum coach, even though he still won a title with him. He was a bum coach. He was done bun. You going against Red Auerbach. I'm out, guys. I'm not talking to y'all no more. I'm finished. Bye. Peace.
Don't be finished. I'm getting to you in a minute.
We can agree to disagree.
I agree. Listen, like I said, I don't see Wilt ever dominating Hakeem Olajuwon ever. I'm not going to keep playing this game with the Wilt Chamberlain game. I'm tired of that act. I love him. I'm from Philly, and he was top five greatest players to ever play the game. We're not going to sit here and talk about him dominating no Olajuwon. I can't see it. Olajuwon would have had him falling on the floor with the spin move, whopping on him.
Shaq in his prime?
Shaq in his prime.
See, so I'm trying to get off this phone right now. I'm really trying to get off this phone. Nobody was ever positioned with his feet better than Will Chamberlain. Will Chamberlain was a ballet dancer. So you go up with the boy from Africa, man, just got a bowl of rice and came over to America. Yeah, okay. Moses Malone helped him a little bit. You know what I'm saying? He became a great player. You know, he's one of the greatest centers of all time. He's not Wilt Norman Chamberlain, bro. I mean, you's a hater, bro. And, I mean, I'm trying to not come on your show. But do me a favor, change something, because I'm gonna be on your show until you put some speck on Chamberlain's name. Just some speck on his name. Stop talking about Wilt, bro. Change the subject, bro. All right, then change the subject, because I'm not trying to be on your show. I'm not gonna allow you to talk shit about Wilt Chamberlain. Hey, dude. He know me, man. I'm now you getting to know me, you know what I mean? The almighty CEO. I'm trying to be cool and let y'all do your show. You're not going to disrespect Will Chamberlain, you bum. You're a hater. And good night, America. I'll be back at the end.
There's no disrespect intended. Will is embassy. But you said dominant against some of the greatest sinners of mastering. We can agree to be today.
You're a bum, coach.
Come on, bum. I'm on bum because you went home and watched a clip of Jim Brown running over at
No. I agree with Jim Brown. No, listen, man, I don't like agreeing with you, man. And I agreeing with you is like having jock itch, and I don't have that. But imagine, you know, I get what you said about Jim Brown, coach. I get you. I agree. I just told you, man to man. Change the subject, because I'm not going to allow you to talk about, we're going to be on this phone 2 hours. Everybody will get that time. Wilton Norman Chamberlain is the greatest center. And to my opinion, like, hey, dude, I know you're going to love this one, right? You know, just stand by, because you're going to hate him. He's the number one ball player of all time, and Michael Jordan is 1A. 1B. 1A and 1B. Wilt Chamberlain changed the league, period. The rules and all that. And everybody kept talking about, blah, 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 blah. All he did was play basketball, bro. Why are you gonna play basketball, my brother? What you talking about, bro? Like, I'm not like you do it. I'm not gonna let you do it, man. You know, this is brother O, y'all. You know what I'm saying? And we do got another caller. Caller, you on the line right now with the coach, Deuce, and your brother O, right here on the ONE station.
Yes, this is Boo Biddy. How y'all doing? How y'all doing?
Oh, shit. Hey! This is brother O, y'all. This is brother O. This boy here crazy, bro. This boy crazy, man. You know what I mean? Not only is he an artist, you know what I'm saying? You know, he's a comedian. I'm afraid right now, y'all. You know what I mean? Hey, man, what you want to say to your brother O, man? How you doing tonight?
Very good, very well. I'm just honored. I'm very honored. I'm glad to be on here. I just wanted to thank you, Bubba, for giving me an opportunity to be on here. That's what I wanted to do.
All right. First. Now, listen, you got somebody like Deuce, man. Welcome to the O&E family. And then now I want to introduce you to the hater of all sportscasters. He's a bum and a fraud. His name is Coach Gibson.
How you doing?
What's up, bro? How you doing tonight?
Very well, good.
Alright. So you're a football fan?
I'm a football fan, basketball fan. I'm really not into baseball. That's baseball really wasn't
okay,
in my cup of tea growing up. Yeah, but I'm football and basketball for sure. I know the
key. Who you like in football?
Football, like all time wise? Like just all time, if you're talking top five, like top five.
I mean no,
like,
who's your team? Bro?
Oh, the Eagles. I love them.
Oh, okay.
Who's your team? Who's your team first? I'm going to tell you why the Eagles is my favorite team. When I tell you, you're going to probably change your mind on the Eagles. I'm telling you.
I'm a Rams fan. Die hard.
I love it.
The Rams.
Are you one of them, man? Are you on my line? Are you going to be on my line talking about, remember that Philly? Are you going to be on my line talking about that?
Of course he is.
No. Can I tell you? Let me tell you. This is what happened, right? My dad, it's like a family tradition. My dad was a diehard Eagles fan, right? So, December 2017, right? That's when, like, around that 13, like, someone, Carson Wentz had tore his ACL. It was the last game my dad seen. The live that we use the dollar.
Okay.
He said, Nick Foles is our backup quarterback. He told me, and I quote, he said, we still going to win the Super Bowl. And my dad passed away, and we ended up beating, sorry about the Raiders. They went the best record. Then,
you know what? No, you're not going to come on here and do that. No, you ain't going to do that, man. Don't mention that, bro. You know what I mean? See, I'm going to see you later, bro. I got something for you, bro. You know what I'm saying? And there's a girl there by the name of Angel. You know what I mean? Do you hear what I'm saying? Oh, did I say that? On 3 million people. I'm sorry. Bye.
Okay. So, I understand your rationale for being an Eagles fan, but I understand through injuries. Are you concerned at the quarterback position in any way, shape, or form?
No, because we have Jalen Hurts. Why would we could be concerned? If Carson Wentz falls, we have Jalen Hurts, a young quarterback, we're paying attention, looking at the details, the errors, and all. What should we be worried about? We have a future quarterback in the helm. You have to let him sit. Like,
I mean, Carson Wentz got, a whole lot of money.
Yeah, but the money's going to run out soon. That's what they're doing. That's why they got Jalen Hurts. That's why they drafted him last year. So now when his contract do run out, or they probably like, are we going to run with his stick when we see what he do to the contract run out? And if he can't level to the standards that he needs to be on, he got Jalen Hurts right here.
Let me ask you this question, big homie. Do you think it's a one-year blip? He just having a bad season, or he just a bad quarterback? Because never been this bad.
You gotta look at every beat though. We have injuries on top of injuries, like very bad injuries. He is,
yeah.
but he also is having a bad. For him, he's not being prepared. Like he's not playing to his standards. But he also has a double point on. He doesn't have anybody. He doesn't have his starter. You see what I'm saying? So it's like you gotta give him the benefit of the doubt because the year before he did get us to the playoffs.
No question.
Like,
what I'm saying. Do you think that what I'm getting at? You sound like you think this might just be a bad season, you know, circumstances. He really not this bad of a quarterback.
Yeah, because it happens. Everybody has a slump. Everyone has a slump. Everyone.
Wait a minute. Can I say this? Wait a minute, Deuce. I got to ask you a question, man, since you're part of the O&E family. Yeah, what's your team, bro?
Eagles.
Okay. All right. So you got, you know, me, I'm a Raiders fan. You got the Rams fan over there, the Eagles fan in the woo. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to say this to, in front of all the whole world, the Blue Run and next call. That 1-2 punch of the 2016 draft, they should have the mascot for Jared Goff and Carson Wentz. It's the old Brooklyn Dodgers mascot. You see the bum, and he got the clothes and went to next year. Oh, come on. Call number two. You know, send him a phone. We will make this a phone.
Can I ask you a question?
Caller. Hold your phone. I got this caller. But I said, Jared Goff should play golf. Caller number two is on the line right now with the whole sports nation with that four coach Gibson and the brother Deuce.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hello?
Hey,
hi,
hey,
how
you doing?
Hey, peace and blessings, guys.
Hey, thank you.
How
peace
you
and blessings to you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Hey, this is Sister Betsy. I got a question for y'all. I'm loving y'all's show, and I love the fact that y'all arguing back and forth. But I got to ask y'all a question. Why don't y'all ever talk about women's sports?
Ooh.
Because coach Sister Betsy is a chauvinistic pig and he's a bum and she has her own show. Oh, I'm sorry.
Because we got women boxers. We got when they do karate in the ring.
Karate,
you know?
We got that,
and then we got wrestling, but I don't ever hear y'all talk about women in the sports industry. That's discrimination. We know that, right?
Hold on, Bessie. I got to say this to a coach. Coach's second show, right? This is what he said, dude. This is what he said, y'all. I don't want people coming on this forum. He said, I said, what about women's sports? And this is what he said to Carl Thomas, okay? He said, women's sports is irrelevant. I mean, I don't have time to be on my show for hours, talk myself. They don't mean nothing. Didn't he say that, coach? Did you say it?
No, he did.
No, we need a ball.
Don't listen to him.
We need a ball. I appreciate our women's year.
That's
our women's cold. We need a ball.
What I did say, though, I do acknowledge when there's something monumental that happens in sports that is women related. I do acknowledge
it gotta be monumental, huh?
See,
I just said that's just how I operate. Now, you did bring it up to me, and because I got so much profound respect for you, I will indoctrinate some parts of this show to what
you
a woman has done in.
We're going to make sure we get women contributions and stuff. We're going to make sure.
I believe you, dude.
I love you.
No, you don't love us, Bessie. Coach look like a fool that he is. Yeah, to thank you, Bessie. You know what? You going to hell, Bessie. That's just the Bessie, y'all.
You gotta wait just the Bessie, all that, man. Deuce,
oh, man, listen,
man.
Sports Nation's all been a part of us, you know, being in the forum. I tried to be quiet until he came under the Wolf Chamberlain, and, you know, I ain't letting him disrespect Wolf Chamberlain. We do got some other callers on here, but I want to say we're out of Lagos, Nigeria, 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation. Brought to you by the boys. Looking Glass of the Entertainment Family. Now, got another caller on the line. I'm going to bring Wu back in here in 1 minute. I know Wu had a little bit of background noise, so get that straight out. We'll bring you back on. Caller, you're on the phone with, of course, our sports director. You know, I'm trying to be nice, dude. You know, how I really feel about him. You know what I mean? With our sports director and our brand new co-host.
Yes, my name is Mr. Bobby Jones, and I've got a question to ask Mr. Derek, the coach here. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Now, I've been trying to call in your show since you've been a part of radio, and I'm tired of this. You got to give me an answer tonight. Let me pull this vehicle over. Y'all always talking about how Julius Erving and all this kind of stuff and Moses Malone led the 76ers to the promised land. Y'all always talk about Poetry, Andrew Toney. You know what? But I'm the best damn sixth man that ever came off the bench. It was me. It's time for you, Mr. Dad Gibbs, to give me, Bobby Jones, my damn credit. And that new but magic man always talking about the melanated man this and the melanated man this. What about me?
What about you?
Bobby Jones.
Yeah, I agree with you, coach.
Bobby Jones couldn't hang out in no era. Bobby Jones can't hang out. All right. I'm sorry, Bobby. You can't hang out. All right. Step above Mark Ivoroni. I just don't.
Whoa. Deuce. Now, nothing.
Like, what is the response to Bobby Jones? Like, I mean, what do you want from us in Bobby Jones? I want to know, Bobby, you get all the credit you got, Bobby. You're getting all you're going to get. Ain't no more credit to be given. You was on the floor.
Thank you, Deuce.
Hall of Fame. You was on the floor with two Hall of Fames.
Deuce, he happens to be a Titans fan.
Oh, boy.
Titans fan, huh?
So you tell him.
He's a real fan, y'all.
If I was to go downtown and break into the Nissan Stadium, are you telling me you at least raise my beacon score up to at least a 999 points? Can you at least do that for old Bobby Jones?
No, he's from North Carolina. He'll be a Panther fan. No, absolutely not.
What y'all crazy?
No, you're crazy. Come on, he's talking about Bobby Jones. Did he just put Bobby Jones over Andrew Toney? You know what, honey? I'm gonna deal with you, man. We want to tango, man. I'm gonna come down to Nashville and pull you out your house while you're wild night out.
I want to say welcome aboard, dude. Man, I'm telling you, the coach is already bad by his damn self, man. But you up here, man, y'all just turned it up a whole nother notch, man. Thank you so much for being a part of OD 90. And I'm a fan for many lifetimes, y'all.
Thank you, brother. Appreciate it. Appreciate you, but stop with that Bobby. All
right. Oh, my God. That was just horrible. You know, he need to be ashamed of himself. Hootie Bakatoo need to be ashamed of this. You know what, Coach? Now, I agree with you until you said some Mark Alvaroni out your mouth, bro. You need to wash your mouth out with Oxidol here, bro.
Look, Mark Alvaroni troll track
juice,
and I don't want to hear his name ever mentioned.
Those guys were allowed to
run. Don't mention the name. You sound like me. Don't fuck up my name.
Clint Richardson.
Oh, my God.
Man. Come on. Yeah, I go there too. Get goofy.
Listen, we got another call on the line. And this guy, man, is Philly all the way live. I'm going to get off the line. I don't want to be a part of this. I don't want to be a part of this. All right? He tried people's nerves. You know, sometimes I don't know if he's on drugs or not. I don't know what's going on. All right, here he comes.
Man, listen. Yeah, all right, that's just him. He wake up like that.
Call me on the line with us.
Hello?
Yeah, you here. Yeah, hello. You on the line. What's up?
Oh, shoot. All right. I didn't know I was on. There's people calling me on the other line. I almost answered. Thank God I didn't. What's up, man?
How you doing tonight, brother?
Yeah, will of God, y'all. Will of God.
Yes, I'm back, and I'm still black. Thank God for that, because if I change my colors, I have the coat of many colors. I might be Joseph. No, never mind. Yo, man, y'all having fun tonight. What the hell?
Yeah. We're going to bring it to you.
I got a new co-host.
Well, you know.
Hey, Coach, man, you know, he's the biggest Eagle fan, right, Coach? You know, Coach.
Yeah,
what do you have to say to that guy?
You just said it out your mouth because I was about to say
hey, Will, man.
I just started
Will.
To say
Hey, Will, before we go any further, can you let Deuce hear your Eagles chant, please, brother?
All right, wait a minute. All right.
What are you on the phone?
Oh, shoot. Damn, I fell down the steps. Boy, I gotta go outside for this. Nordica belt, y'all. All right, back to what I'm saying, right? Yeah, the Eagles champ. But basically, I want to say to everybody out there, I'm so sorry that the Eagles look like they look like, but we're still in first place. How did that happen? Coronavirus, thank you for America. But die, bro, Corona, die. You know what I'm saying? Die. Yeah, Corona got to die. You got to just go. Get
bro,
the hell
out of here. I agree with that.
Bro. But back to the new Eagles chant. Anybody?
Be nice. Will, nice. Go ahead.
Go ahead, Nike. Do your thing, man. Go ahead, Nike.
The way
they say he's Nike.
The way the Eagles chant go, right? Because I be on Andrew Gutiardi's show, how I ask him, what's up, my man? The way to go, imagine you got one side of the stadium saying what? And the other side of the stadium saying who? And then we all collectively together saying we're Eagles, my chant. Just like
oh, shit.
A one and a two. You ever get a lollipop and say, how many
you
Eagles?
You ever get a lollipop?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. What the hell, bro? Oh.
He's an asshole.
Listen, American.
All right, go ahead. He's going to check, y'all. Here he comes. He's fucked the toilet. He's going to send a check. Wait.
Imagine this. E-A-G-L-E-S. What? E-A-G-L-E-S. Who? E-A-G-L-E-S. Where? Eagles. Hold up. Bring it back now. E-A-G-L-E-S. What? E-A-G-L-E-S. Who? E-A-G-L-E-S. Where? E-A-G-L-E-S. Eagles. Now, that's how
wait,
I do it
what?
On WWE.
Spell that again. Spell that again.
No, I just want you to repeat that again. I just want you to know that was very,
no, no,
very,
no, no, no. Let me help you. I'm going to help you. Wait a minute. I'm going to help you because I know there is a yellow brush here for everybody. Don't worry about it. It's called E, and if you have the E, it's called excellence. The A is for the A's because it's got the A-S-S and the holes out there for everybody. The G is for greatness. Now, the L is for leaving them hell alone. But the E, the other E, is for if you spell idiot backwards, it could be with an E. You would say idiot. Idiot.
What?
No, Elliot. Idiot. The S got to be for them suckers that keep coming, talking the dumb stuff out their mouth.
Oh, that
we ain't the ones. You ain't still
like
the
one.
Ones. So we ain't
like
the ones.
One.
That's the
like
part-time
that
suckers
that
I call
like
part-time idiots. Now, would you want to be a part-time idiot today? You can walk right in the line. There's a long line. Welcome to Philly, baby. What you want to do? Huh?
Yeah, Coach Gibson. You bum.
Yeah.
What's that say, Coach? Coach Rams.
I think he going to shut the hell up just like everybody else did when they saw we number one. You know what I'm talking about? Don't worry about it. We going to win the Super Bowl.
What we got? What we got? What we got? What we got?
This
got,
time they're going to get respect. What happened?
Well,
somebody died? I'm all right. I'm still here. I ain't got corona. Hallelujah.
I do got a question.
My name.
Well.
Yeah. Yeah, coach.
Yo.
Hello, Will. Yeah, coach. Coach, touch your mic, coach. Get close to the mic. We can't hear you. Come on.
Yeah, come close to the phone. You ain't got to talk away. I didn't say you would run away, but you ain't got to talk away. Come in. Let me talk to you. Hallelujah.
I'm asking you a question, Will. Are you sniffing fentanyl patches?
You just said, what the hell? Get close to the mic. Don't be scared of the mic, nigga. It ain't going to bite you. Come in.
Do you sniff fentanyl patches?
Am I spitting on the mic? What'd you say?
No, he said, are you sniffing fentanyl patches? Because you crazy. That's what he said.
Oh, no, listen. I'm called this. Leave me the hell alone. I ain't one of those. I'm one of them. See, you got to walk. You got to know I'm one of them, not one of those. That's how you do it. See, you got to think about it. If you ever go to a land, right, of all white people, and you the black person walking in, you be like, yo, I'm with them.
That's
not America. You go to the city, I'm with those. So if a white person come into the black neighborhood like ghetto, they're going to be like, yo, I'm with them. They're going to say, I ain't with those. So, you know.
What?
Coach,
you
had a
couple of people. God, Will. No. Will of God, y'all. I love me from Will of God, dude. He's part of our network. You know what I'm saying? He's part of our network. You know what I'm saying? And he does a great job last night. He won the championship last night. And he called Coach a bum. He called Coach Gibson a bum. So I love him. And that's how, you know, Coach, you a bum.
I love him too. He called him and he support the cause. I love him too. I just know it when I hear it.
I love Will. But Will been hanging on the back block on Kensington too long.
I seen him down Frankfurt with some of them things.
Hey, no, you're not. Listen, Will of God is crazy. He ain't that crazy. I'm gonna say that right now. You know what I mean? Listen, this guy don't even drink. You know what I mean? I know what y'all goals are good, but is he crazy? Yes. He's about as funky as the Fat Man's Laws and crazy as them two bed bugs biting a nigga on a summer's day. That's my man, though.
That's my man. You know.
That's our brother.
Man. Can we get back to the show?
Yeah, here we go. Yeah. Word God, take care. Hey, Biddy, bye. Okay, we go. And back to the show right here on the Dynasty.
Okay, so Deuce, let me ask you a question. Who you think the best four teams in the NFL are right now?
Mm-hmm. I like that. I like it. Will of God? You left?
No. Maybe something to you right now, Deuce.
Oh, wait. I left the building for a minute, and I was still here. Four best teams in the NFL right now. Chiefs, Saints, Steelers. Fourth. Ooh, the fourth is a little heavy. Chiefs, Saints, Steelers.
Yeah.
I'm going to go Ravens.
Still going to go Ravens.
Really?
I'm going to go Ravens.
Really? No, nah, man. You got to go with the team that beat both the Ravens and the Chiefs. How about my Las Vegas Raiders? What you talking about?
If you don't knock it off, I knew you was
baking it. We beat Baltimore. We beat Baltimore and Kansas City. What the hell are you talking about, bro? Not you, Deuce. Shut up, coach. Just shut
Las
up.
Las Vegas coming.
You know what I said? And we're going to beat. And listen. There ain't no fentanyl patches over here either. If they come incorrect tomorrow into Vegas, they're going to get their ass whooped again, too.
Las
Put your
Vegas
money where your goddamn mouth is.
Las Vegas
Nick,
is coming. We're going to see what they're going to do against
Baltimore. Oh, he is hype right now.
Nick, well, I'm just telling you, he's at Baltimore. I'm just being, you know, I'm, you know, can I say some sports? You know, Deuce is part of the family. You know how we get down on Huddle Sports Nation. You know, I'm a, you know my mouth is reckless. I don't give a goddamn what y'all both say. We beat Baltimore and we beat Kansas City.
And men lie, women lie, numbers don't. Yes, you did. Yes, y'all did.
Okay.
Yes,
and we got the third top offense in the National Football League.
But we're not going to put y'all at four. Knock.
Okay. I digress. Okay. But I'm going to say, yo, put some speck on my name. Shout out to Baby. You know what I mean? You're a has-been. I want to say something to you, and it might be really, very good for you. I think that one of those teams that's surprising, we're talking about NFL right now, those Miami Dolphins, man, where did they come from, bro?
Yo,
yeah, the brother, right? The brother, right?
Yeah, the brother. Coach.
He's coaching the coach.
I agree. So I'm gonna ask you guys a question, man. And coaching, I'm glad you're on here, man. I'm glad the rest of people are here. They hear some real good, you know, sports. I'm a Josh Allen hater because I think he's a racist. You know, with the boy from Wyoming. I think he's the reincarnation of the boy used to play for the Eagles. Now I don't even want to mention his name. You know, he was a bum anyway. Y'all know what I'm talking about. You know what I mean? Riley. You know, Cooper. You know, I didn't want to say that. I just threw up in my mouth.
Right.
But what do you think of him as a sportsman right now? He's one of the top quarterbacks in the NFL. Deuce, first you, man. Then coach. The hater.
Number one target. It's as simple as he got a number one target. It's that simple. Stephon Diggs is the number one target. Is that simple?
Okay, so you say
making him
So that's what the, so coach, that's what you're trying to say to Deuce, and Woo Biddy came on and said, you know, Carson Wentz is having problems with his line, and he right now doesn't have a really true legitimate one, you know, the number one target, because that target was a 30 something Deshaun Jackson. That's what y'all saying?
The comeback to that is you just went to the playoffs last year with me, you, and Coach Gibb out there at receiver. So
his line protected much better last year, too.
Now that's
the problem, I think that's the problem.
But he don't have no receiver thing. He already did that already. That can't be an excuse now. You already did that.
Line can't protect that quarterback. Everybody look better.
Yeah, his line right now is moving out the way. You know what I mean? They're treating like Mike Vick out there, y'all.
Exactly, and you can have all the cute receivers and backs you want, but the game won in the trenches, period, point blank.
Yep.
On both sides of the ball.
Mm-hmm.
The Browns had all the cute toys, couldn't protect that bum back there. They got playing quarterback and was 5-11 last year. Odell Beckham.
Oh. What did I tell you about Baker Mayfield, Coach? I said he was the second coming of who?
He's the second coming.
He's the second coming of Johnny Manziel. Didn't I say that?
Yes.
That's who he is.
He's a reincarnation. 2 years, that year he won the Heisman, and the year before that. We already knew what it was. You were a product of a
system. And guess what? Me and Coach actually agreed, Deuce. I just threw up in my mouth. Me and Coach actually agreed on something.
The coach has valid points. He just moved off on LeBron James and a couple other things. Other than that, the coach has valid
points. He's a hater, and he's an outstanding sports director. That's all I'm going to say. because we already know about LeBron James and some. One of the best he's ever done in all time. No, he's not Michael Jordan. No, not at all. But is he great? Yes. He's excellent, actually. For his time. Is he the best? Is he the best player of his generation? Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Who's better?
None.
So Duncan.
No.
Okay. The only person that's close to him, to me, honestly, is Steph Curry.
You know what I mean? Two-time MVP. To Steph Curry, man.
I would go Durant, but that's another argument for another day.
Lord. You talking about Pop goes the Achilles? You're right, bro. Okay. Right.
I'm definitely going with Durant.
Over who? Curry? Okay, You're right.
I'm going with Durant.
Right. I'm going with Durant. I mean,
your basketball player Durant got everything. Say he don't. And he got rings there. So he can get dunked.
Wait a minute, but he can't lift his legs anymore, gentlemen. He has a ruptured Achilles. He'll never be the same, bro. His name is DeMarco Cousins Jr.
No. That would be more like Clay Thompson, and you're terrible for that.
Man, you know what? Clay Thompson just hurt his Achilles, and guess what? His career is over. Is that the other leg guy?
If it ain't moving,
or am I Rockstead corrected? He hurt one leg right now, he hurt the other leg, right? He's done.
Yeah. He's not going to be the same. But one thing for sure, too, for certain, he ain't going to lose how to shoot. He might just be a standstill shooter, but he's still going to be able to shoot.
I think he'd be able to – I mean, do me a favor. I think that both him and Brandon Roy should cook, you know, Thanksgiving dinner together and sit on the couch. That's what he's going to do.
No,
Brandon Roy, show him how it's done.
No.
Even though Brandon Roy came back. I ain't telling the truth, bro. Brandon Roy, my man, yo. You know what I mean? Yo, matter of fact, let me tell you something. I think Brandon Roy should be the spokesman. The ooh-ah feeling at Mattress Giant.
You feeling yourself tonight.
Mr. Comeback too quick. That man came back too quick, man. He listened to his agents and the doctor, man, and lost $25 million, man, in one decision. Brandon Roy. Wow, look at that.
Yeah.
What a bum.
What could have been?
I ain't hating. I'm just congratulating. Congratulations to Brandon Roy for being a stupid ass.
Terrible, man.
I'm going, y'all. I can't take it no more. I just threw it in my mouth.
Terrible. That's all I'm going to say about that, man. That guy's terrible. Okay, them four is the best teams in the NFL, right now, in my opinion.
Yeah, them four is pretty cool.
Chiefs, Saints, Steelers, Ravens. Rams is on the come. Raiders on the come. You can't never leave out Packers because they got Aaron Rodgers. You know what I'm saying? Good. That's where the league at right now.
Yeah. That sounds about right.
That's where the league at right now. You got some teams on the come. NFC wide open, in my opinion. AFC is a little
NFC
bit more.
NFC wide open.
Yeah, NFC wide. NFC is wide open. Anybody get hot and win that. Green Bay, y'all, anybody. You know,
what
anybody
think,
really.
What you think about Taysom Hill? What you think about this? They're going to play this Taysom Hill game.
First of all, the disrespect to Jameis Winston is ridiculous. If anybody should be upset, it should be Jameis Winston.
You know what, dudes, I got to come back on here. See, I was trying to be quiet.
Oh, my God.
You guys can't. I try to be quiet. Jameis Winston is ready for this, dudes. Jameis Winston is Jamarcus Russell Jr. And now back to the program.
No, that's disrespecting Jameis Winston. And he ain't been great, but he ain't been that bad either. He ain't been that. Jamarcus Russell drank more syrup than me, you, and Coach Gibbs combined.
Come on.
Okay? That's how big.
Now, this is really part of the family. I love that type of hate. Woo, man. Yeah, welcome to one of these, that was great.
Let's start there. We're going to start there.
Oh, man. You make me proud, man. Listen, it's funny. No one really mentioned the team that we all thought was frauds, too. And so they're like a really enigma, right, Coach? We really agree. You're even a good bum, Coach, but I do agree with you. You know, Tampa Bay Buccaneers, man, I don't believe it.
When y'all, listen, when you see
you
Brady go down to the ground 44 times.
You got
to
get a pass rush. I'm putting it like that. Yeah, if you can get a pass rush, then they not to be believed. But if you let Tom Brady stand back there, they'll score. They'll hang 46 on you like they did Carolina the other day. So get a pass rush, or it could be a long day. Get a pass rush.
I got. I'm with you though. A team with a pass rush. Oh no, it's gonna be a good ball game.
How did Antonio Brown do? Did he have a good game?
Have on.
Did Antonio Brown have a good game last Sunday?
Six catches. He balanced it out. They damn near scored 50. So everybody had six. Mike Evans had 2 touchdowns, 7 catches. Like everybody had around 6-7 catches.
Okay.
Him, Godwin, and
okay. Okay. All right. Wait a minute, guys. Will Godwin come back and want to say something, y'all? Will Godwin come back and want to say something? I know y'all didn't talk crap, man. So here he is, man. Well, you know, defend yourself, man. They said you hang down Kensington. They said you hang down Kensington.
Yeah. Yeah. Can y'all hear me? Good.
Yes, we can, brother.
Perfect. I got these earphones on that don't got a microphone, so you know what I mean, the Sony joints, we can hear everything like in bass. But
right.
For some reason, I got to use the phone and put it close to my mouth to talk to you. But
you got Android. I got one.
But I was realizing what y'all was saying. It's some good stuff. Y'all got me cracking up. But I looked at the football in a whole different perspective of life now. Since the betting became exclusive in America, like before, back in the day of 1999 and 2000, stuff like that, now we got 2020, I never saw betting so exclusive where it's part of your life. Whereas though, imagine this, people of America. That's the
show. Oh, God.
Imagine if the football players could do acting like the wrestlers and actually act like they're going to catch the ball and drop it on purpose, but we don't think it's on purpose. It's like, how did he miss that freaking catch? Now, if it's a point spread that they're trying to do, or if the quarterback like, oh, I'm going to do me, but yet the football snap is on the ground like the Eagles did twice, what the hell is that if you're a professional get paid all this damn money?
Wait a minute, Will. Did you see the first game? The Eagles played the Giants? Wait. Did you see the first game the Eagles played the Giants? Hold on. When Evan Engram dropped that ball. The first game the Eagles played the Giants this year. That pass by Daniel Jones was in his hands, Will. In his hands. He said, no, I don't want it. Did you see the same game, Deuce? So what one guy said, like I said, he dropped the ball. You know what I mean? The Eagles won this game. He threw the game.
Hey, Deuce,
did you hear what I just said?
Did you
hear what I just said, Deuce? Talk about that for a second.
Yeah. I watched the same game. Yes, I did. He put it on the ground.
Now, the worst part about it, look at it like this. Even with Jones, he had to redeem himself. The first time he ran, he almost had a touchdown, and he got what? Tripped by his own damn leg. But the next time, he ran for a touchdown. And the Eagles players looked like they was like, you know, Santa Claus is going to town, and the reindeers is right there. They looked like reindeers on the side of Santa Claus, and Santa Claus had a damn, what do you call it, the newborn, the baby newborn in his hands. Because the way he held that damn football, like it was the baby New Year. And I was like, what the hell is going on here? There's no freaking way.
He was playing old lady.
Oh, no,
time.
Right. And he just redeemed himself on national TV. So now I'm going to look at all the football games and say, oh, no, I know that quarterback could have threw that ball better than that. He getting paid all that damn money. I know that damn receiver can catch that. He get paid all that money. But if y'all peep it, this betting thing is so serious. People betting their homes. Sometimes they betting their lives. I don't care about what I'm saying, but they are betting their lives. They're like, look, I know I gave up all my money, but if you listen, I bet my life we win. And if I don't win, you kill me.
Take all the organs.
It's getting crazy. So, listen, y'all. I don't know what y'all see, but I never seen betting more important than anything in my life than what they doing now. Because they already said, listen, this is getting crazy. I just saw it. They said, look, even if you lose, you still can get paid
$1,000. That's correct.
That's true.
That's DraftKings, baby. Thank God. Thank you. Listen, Will and Coach, Will, Coach, and Deuce, I'm telling you, man, I love Huddle Sports. Huddle Sports Nation, what we do. This is a forum. I'm so glad I don't believe in betting. That's not my thing. I, you know, that's why I'm able to put money in my pocket. I got a bank account. I don't bet on anything. I don't play that.
Neither
but I see so many people, man, lose their shirt and their house and their family. Well, great point, man, on Huddle Sports Nation. Like, DraftKings is big. I got a friend of mine, man, and he does it through the fantasy football. You know, we have a pool.
Yeah.
You lose, you lose. You know, you get $20, $30. You know, I'm in the fantasy right now, number two in my, you know, in my conference. It is what it is. But shout out to me. But anyway, but you know, I see people betting on fantasy. Like, Don, what are you doing? I'm gonna put $300. I swear to God, DK Metcalf will get a touchdown. I said, wait a minute. Did you just put $300 that this man will get a touchdown? What happens if you don't? I lose $600. Wait. You bet $300. To win $300, but if you lose, you lose $600. I said, you're a fool, right? You know, you boo-boo the fool, right? Thank God the guy caught a touchdown. I mean, who bet $300? Like, that's a problem. Hey, Coach, that's a problem. How you going to bet $300 odd? Yeah, he got a serious problem,
right.
Man, a mental problem. And Deuce, that's serious, man. Well, good point, Will. I mean, that right there, I'm glad he came on again. That was... And that was spot on, guys. You know, now back to the program, and you know, go Sixers.
Yeah, like I said, that is a very poignant point about how. I mean, I don't know why people think that, you know, you're gonna casinos is in business and bookies is in business to lose money. So, I've seen people addicted, and that's just a form of addiction. That's stupidity. But, I mean, if you think you're going to keep winning, that's on you. That's a choice. It's a choice to get.
Las Vegas was built for a reason. Las Vegas was built for a reason off the backs of losers and not winners.
Definitely.
That's why they got all them tall, cool buildings up there. And they're from losers, not winners.
Not for winning.
They got that all them tall, cool buildings, Mirage, this one, that one, the Venetian, Steve Wynn got a bunch of joints up. That's off the back of losers. Some of them losers sleep in front of them joints.
Yep.
Because they're homeless now.
And that's just our thing, waiting for that one shot.
Yeah, like that.
Play donate all you want. I don't donate nothing.
Yeah, I'm never was a
I don't bet
never
on sports. I don't bet on nothing.
I never was a singer. Just
yeah. Miss me with that.
I don't advocate it for the listeners out there. Stay away from it. It ain't that deep. Stay away from it.
It's a form of empowering them. So y'all want to, you know, take down the establishment. Stop donating the money on the betting side because you're donating.
Absolutely. They won't build another glitzy building off my back.
No, not at all.
They won't build that off my.
Like I said, these top four teams is a very interesting situation, and it's shaping out. You are who you are in the NFL right now.
It's almost Thanksgiving. This is where the men separate themselves from the boys. It's almost Thanksgiving. You are what you are, and you know it's
you
a COVID season.
Guess what's going to happen on Sunday? Baker Mayfield is going to show who he is when the Eagles beat them. When they shut down Nick Chubb, and then they're going to
all
they
got
to
do is stop the run, and you can get to the guy. Stop the run. He's going to make a mistake.
Stop the run. He's going to definitely throw you a pick six on a pick in the red zone. He's an idiot.
We was on that train 4 years ago, man. He ain't. This ain't even. It's not even surprising to me when he don't do good, because I'd be shocked they thought he was going to be good.
Yeah.
I don't think it's, you know what I'm saying, Daniel Jeremiah, NFL draft scout, to see this nigga was a product of a system. Like, he not going to be good in the NFL. You're 5'5 with no arm and no real mobility. Cut it out.
Yeah. Shut up, Nick Wright, because Nick Wright's a Baker Mayfield lover.
Yeah. Loving what? Nick Wright.
Make up some erroneous stats next week about how good Baker Mayfield ain't.
Well, you know, Baker Mayfield ties his shoes 44 times a day, so that makes him better than Patrick Mahomes because he doesn't tie his shoe at all. That's the type of crap this bum gives up out there. Burns me.
Nick Wright is the reason why I know we should be on TV.
Because
you get up here.
I look at Nick Wright as his inspiration.
Yeah.
Him and Jason Whitlock.
Well, you know, they fired Whitlock from Fox. He said some weird stuff, so they got him out of here.
He should have been fired for some of his treason.
Yeah. ESPN got rid of him. His act gets old quick.
Lamar Jackson has no business playing quarterback in the NFL.
Yeah, exactly. He should be a receiver. And, nigga, you should be an offensive lineman. But, things don't work out for everybody like that.
It didn't work out that way for you. So
Meanwhile, you're here being an analyst about the sports, which you sit and
talk about. Another podcast that nobody listens to.
Yeah.
Another podcast no one listens to.
Yeah, he talks nonsense all the time. You should see his Twitter feeds. I follow him. It's ridiculous. He's ridiculous. You think everybody else, he wouldn't even dig it. He's one.
Oh, yeah, like I said, man, you know. We're coming to you live from Lagos, Nigeria. It's the Huddle Sports Station. And I'm enjoying the night. I'm glad my co-host is here. And I tell you, it's the rhythm is rhythmic. It's going to go down.
Every week. Every time we get a chance to come to you. With whatever you want to talk about. So
call us, call in. We're still on. We're still rocking and rolling.
We rocking and rolling.
I had a question about so who you think the four are going to be? Who's going in college football? Who's going in?
Bama, of course.
Bama, of course.
Notre Dame. Y'all going in. Your
Notre
team's
Dame's
going in.
Going to go in.
You know Notre Dame's going in. Whether they lose to Clemson when they see each other in the ACC championship or not, they're going in.
Now, the question
is they win,
it's
obvious. But even if they lose.
If Clemson lose twice to us, do they get in?
If Clemson lose twice, they're not going to the four. They'll find somebody, unless all the other competition is just that terrible or not worthy.
They're going
to try. They're going to try to push them in. And you got Lawrence. They're going to try to put them in just because box office. Ratings is everything. Remember, there's no fans in the stands this year, so ratings is going to be everything. You're absolutely right.
Yep.
We got to pay. We got to get this money somehow. These networks got to get this money, and they ain't getting. Yeah. Yeah.
If Clemson win out, yep. Lose does again, I still think they're in.
No,
I think
you're right.
We're going to get bumped as Ohio State.
You think so?
We should get bumped.
They might go to undefeated.
Yeah.
They might.
Well, I think they're going to do something. Whereas though they're going to look at the whole situation like, how y'all going to put them in when they only play they play less amount of games.
Yeah.
Which
in
is
a
not
conference.
Their fault. In a weaker conference.
In a weaker conference. Agreed.
So that's my thing. If it come down to it, Ohio State may get bumped.
Yeah, Clemson's more box office, more of a draw. You got the number one pick. Just the mystique they come with now anyway. So, yeah. Ratings for Clemson.
It's been a wonderful night, man. It's Ngozi time. We're about to wrap it on up. You know. And
it's been a
beautiful brother O do his thing. Appreciate you, brother. And, you know, we on
yes,
next
sir.
Week.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Appreciate you, brother O. Thank you for inviting me.
Well, listen, man. I really appreciate, you know, you coming to the Ornie family. You know, I wouldn't have came on the show tonight until we disrespected Will Chamberlain. So I didn't let that go down. But first of all, we're proud tonight.
I'm a little bit different with myself. You're going to be on yourself. You're going to be coming on.
Listen. I'm not trying to do that. But anyway, listen, guys. We want to thank all the folks, man, that you know, tune into the Huddle Sports Nation tonight, right here on these Ornie stations, and, of course, tomorrow night. We come back with our weekly broadcasting. Most of our Monday through Friday hosts only do it once a month. But we go back to our legacy and our history of Beverly Nation and Damon Network, of course, with our wonderful sports director, Derek Gibson, and my man, Philly Deuce, Uptown Deuce. And, of course, tomorrow night, our first ever, and I'm proud to say this, first ever
Hispanic broadcaster to our network, giving another flavor. Her name is Chinchilla, Josina, and I'm so proud of her. And she'll become part of News Forum in her internship at ONE Dynasty. I'll be tomorrow night, News Forum with Chinchilla Josina, 9:30 Eastern Standard Time on these ONE stations. And, of course, Damon Network has advertising through ONE, which is Oladele Ingo's Enterprise, which is, of course, at www.lookingglassentertainment.wordpress.com, as well as Ngozi Prime Time on that, Damon.com. We're Ngozi Prime, both at Twitter and Instagram. Oladele Ngozi at Twitter and Google+. Oladele Millennium Ngozi at Facebook, as well as our business page, Huddle Sports Nation, as well as the Historic, Determined, and Motivated Online Now Network, established 2016. Any comments or suggestions? You know how it is, right? Oladele.gozbo.my and gmail.com. Your mama and father's favorite producer, Oladele Malayuan, goes to saying good night and good luck to all the folks out there in our Unforced Radio that support us on a constant basis tonight. So, Coach, it's time to round up them knuckleheads. Let's get it in.
All right, let's hop them up, knuckleheads. You know, it's been a great show tonight. I got my host. I'm telling you, we packed and we rocked and rolled and we loaded. And this is just the start. But, you know, we start strong and finish stronger. Like I said, football is shaping up the you are who you are, and you will be who you will be. I'll see you guys next Saturday night, 9:30. Peace.